This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. As soon as we heard about the assassination of Benazir Bhutto this morning, we called Ahmed Rashid, a Pakistani journalist who has written extensively about politics in his country and about Islamic extremism in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Central Asia. We've spoken with him several times about President Musharraf and the parliamentary election for which Bhutto had returned after 8 years of self-imposed exile. She hoped to become prime minister, a position she'd held twice in the past. At the rally in which she was assassinated, she spoke about the risks she faced during her campaign, saying, "I put my life in danger and came here because I feel this country is in danger. People are worried. We will bring the country out of this crisis." Less than 2 hours after she was killed, we recorded a brief conversation with Ahmed Rashid from his home in Lahore, Pakistan, where it was about 8 p.m. Ahmed Rashid, did you ever expect that this would happen? I know that you knew that Benazir Bhutto was in danger, but did you think she'd actually be assassinated?
I think nobody in Pakistan wanted to believe that such a thing could happen, even though, of course, the fear was always there. When she returned to Pakistan 3 months ago, there was a horrible bomb blast in which 140 people were killed, people even then didn't want to accept the fact that maybe that was an assassination attempt. People thought that maybe that bomb blast was there to scare her off from fighting the elections. But clearly what has happened today has been a very well-planned and thought-out assassination attempt using a combination of a sniper and one or two suicide bombers. And it has left a devastation in the country. People are grief-stricken, people are in shock, there is severe rioting taking place as I speak in Lahore and right in major cities right across the country as people burn government vehicles and attack government buildings. So there's a very, very severe reaction to her death.
What are likely to be the short and long-term consequences of the assassination?
Well, I think the short-term consequences are most likely to be the cancellation of the elections on the 8th of January, in which Benazir Bhutto was a candidate, and there could well be the declaration of some kind of martial law or an emergency tonight because of the chaos that is gripping the country. And we have to remember that not only has she died, several of her party stalwarts have died with her, and there is going to be a funeral followed by 40 days of mourning. So I don't think the military is going to take the risk of leaving the country, if you like, without a much tougher kind of regime while all this takes place and all this grief is expressed. So I think in the long term, it's very difficult to say what is going to happen. If there is a military regime under Musharraf, General Pervez Musharraf, I really don't think people are going to accept that. We could see a down the road, perhaps, another military coup and the ousting of President Musharraf. I don't think people are going to accept a second martial law emergency under Musharraf. We should remember that Musharraf carried out an emergency on November 3rd, after which he sacked the senior judges, he curbed the media, he threw something like 10,000 people into jail. Now, he's just lifted that emergency a week earlier so that these general elections could be held on January the 8th. And despite the lifting of the emergency, there are still curbs on the judiciary, curbs on the media, but the political parties were going along with the elections.
This assassination is a terrible thing for Pakistan. What are some of the other ways it's likely to reverberate in the country and be really, you know, bad for the country?
Well, I think obviously there's going to be enormous international concern. Because Pakistan is on the front line of terrorism, the battle against Al-Qaeda. The Pakistani Taliban have been making enormous headway in the northern areas of Pakistan in recent weeks. and they will be celebrating this assassination, and they will no doubt in the next few days be taking advantage of it by launching more offensives against the army. There is enormous concern in the last few weeks also about Pakistan's nuclear weapons and the control of it and who is in control of them. There's enormous concern about political stability, given the fact that we were heading towards this election, which was supposed to restore some kind of democracy. All these questions will now be raised afresh and anew with, I think, much greater trepidation than there was before.
What do you expect you'll be doing tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, obviously, people will be, there will be the funeral. Benazir's husband is arriving from his exile in Dubai. We don't know if the children are coming with him. A funeral is going to be, obviously, a very, very emotional event. She will be taken, no doubt, to her home village near Larkana, where her father and her grandfather are buried. And the population in that area are absolutely very, very close to the family, and there's going to be very, very strong emotional scenes there, no doubt.
Will journalists be able to report openly on what happened to Benazir Bhutto and what is happening in response to that? Or is there still a lot of censorship now?
There have been very severe media restrictions even now. For example, the army has banned all live broadcasts. Now, what has happened tonight with this assassination, actually all the local TV channels are actually broadcasting live, both from the rally where she was assassinated and they're broadcasting from the hospital where she was taken for an operation. Now, we don't know quite what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, will there be live broadcasting of her funeral, for example? Will the government allow that to happen? Or will there be very severe, even severe restrictions placed overnight?
Thank you so much for talking with us. I know you're really busy right now. We'll let you go. Thank you, Ahmed Rashid.
Thank you very much indeed.
Journalist Ahmed Rashid spoke to us from his home in Lahore, Pakistan.